questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
Yes, it is time for Ready, Steady, Learn, and I'm here in studio with Danny Osborne. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
That's all right. You're a senior lecturer at the University of Auckland in psychology, and you are doing actually a talk tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We're doing a winter lecture series with the Sustainability Network, talking about what New Zealand will look like in 2030.
Yeah, and what do you think New Zealand will look like in 2030 as it stands?
I think I'm probably one of the more pessimistic of the speakers. The work that I tend to focus on looks a lot about stability and people's resistance to change. So if you asked me, I would say New Zealand would look pretty similar to what it looks like today.
Yeah. And so you're talking about a lot of sort of collective systems or people working together collectively to create a fair system?
Yeah, so my work focuses on the motivators of collective action and tries to understand why people engage in collective action and, just as importantly, why people don't.
Yeah, so where do you stand at the moment in terms of thinking that people do or don't?
I think when you look at the amount of inequality and just the number of injustices that occur on a daily basis, it really leads you to the conclusion that social change is quite difficult to achieve, and people generally don't want to stick their necks out there to change the system.
Yeah, what do you think are the barriers to that? Do you think it's a leadership thing or sort of a particular to each country? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. Most of the research on this topic does tend to focus on Western countries, and so our understanding of collective action is pretty limited in that extent. But that said, the findings are pretty replicable. So the findings you find in the US are the same findings that you find in Canada, Europe, New Zealand, Australia, etc. Basically, you need to identify with the issue. You need to feel like you can change or make a difference. And then you also have to have some sort of a sense of perceived injustice that will then motivate you to engage in collective action.
Because talking about the future and looking at 2030, things come to mind in terms of what's happening now with social media and people grouping collectively in that manner. Do you think that that provides a good platform for social change, or actually creates a barrier for people actually going out there and creating any sort of change?
Yeah, so there was a really cool study published a couple of years ago looking at what they called slacktivism. And it's basically the activists who are online on Facebook clicking like rather than going out to the streets and letting the world know that you're upset with how things are.
Yeah.
So in that sense, social media could potentially work as like a steam valve on a pressure cooker, where it lets people kind of feel good about themselves, that then undermines their willingness to actually do something to change the system.
Yeah, because then you have the opposite as well with social media, where people are grouping together collectively on their views that might be more radical or on the other side of the spectrum.
Yeah, definitely. So like Egypt and Iran 4 or 5 years ago, those movements were mainly precipitated by social media. So there's definitely the potential for social change through social media, but it's not a be-all end-all solution.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you think, in an ideal world, if you were looking to see it in a positive way, what do you think groups of people would need to do to kind of...
Yeah, there's so many different barriers to collective action. So, I mean, we can look objectively at the amount of inequality in society. I think there was a report in the Herald a couple weeks ago that something like 2 people in New Zealand have as much wealth as close to 35% of the New Zealand population. Now, objectively, that seems pretty unfair.
Yeah.
But the sort of consciousness raising that needs to happen to motivate that objective reality and incorporate it into people's subjective perceptions is another thing. And there's many barriers to that.
Yeah, because there's this idea or belief in a fair system. I mean, do you think we have a fair system as it stands?
I think there's a general motivation to believe that society is fair. So a lot of work on what's referred to as system justification theory argues that people have a fundamental need to believe that society is fair. And that fundamental need winds up subverting people's collective interests.
Yeah. And that's an interesting idea as well when you think about like the polarization of politics as well. Because I saw that, is that something you're going to talk about tomorrow?
Yes, yeah, so that's what the second speaker is going to be speaking about. So Matheson Russell is going to be talking about political polarization. And from my informal chats with him, he's got a bit more of a positive look on things, which is nice.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you look at what's going on in the U.S. and some other countries, it's pretty clear that polarization is having a huge effect on politics. Yeah. And
because I mean, would that create an increase in collective action?
I think what we're seeing in the U.S. right now is both sides being completely polarized and at each other's throats. And so on the surface, it does look like there's been quite a bit more collective action in the last year and a half or so.
Yeah.
But to the extent that that's achieved actual social change, I mean...
Yeah, I guess that prompts the question of how do you achieve social change? If collective action isn't successful, then what other steps...
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the goal of collective action could just be raising consciousness. And so in that sense, the Me Too movement and these other really positive things that are going on at the moment are bringing the issues to the forefront, and people are talking about them and hopefully working towards change.
Yeah, absolutely. So if people do want to come along to the talk tomorrow, what time and where?
It's at 12:30 to 1:30. I don't remember the room, but at the University of Auckland.
I think it is Lecture Theatre 342.
Okay.
Yep. Cool. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in and chatting to us. And get along to that if you're interested in those topics.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.